Just got a $25 million contract with, playing the NFL football, This is just when they had the draft here the other day. And so they interviewed him, and, his background, the kid had grown up in a horrible environment, with, five siblings and a single mom, and, well, it's kind of just the worst thing. So, the announcer, not the announcer, but the interviewer was talking to him and congratulating him and so on, and he was just a nice young man. And the announcer said to him, "Can you tell us anything that would be helpful to others in your situation or that were in your situation?" And this is what he said, and I thought, this is so right on. He said, life is full of adversity. That's the way life is. It's not a walk in the park. Life has got tons of nasty, negative things that happen, and you got to deal with it. You can't go to pieces over it. Life is difficult. Face the adversity. And that's, to me, that's so right on. Life is full of adversity, and you can crawl in a hole, pull a thing over your head, but then don't go to somebody and say, "Look, I need a raise. I expect a merit raise. I mean, not a merit raise. I expect an inflation raise." No, you can't. You're under a rock. You need to stay under the rock. And be lucky you don't get fired, in my view. If you want to get a raise, this is the answer. The Wheel of Fortune, you can do it. And right here, produce profits for your company and be able to track them to your work. Hey, look, this is a company we haven't done any business with for 2 years. And this year we did $5,000 worth of business. I went out to engineering and asked Lou Schmaltz, when they order an O-ring, what should I try to sell them in addition to an O-ring? And he gave me drawings and stuff. I didn't understand it. So I went out to the shop with Garrett, and he showed me where these O-rings go, and he explained to me how these bearings are in there and all that sort of thing. So I made an effort. That's what it's all about. Don't wait for somebody to hold your hand. You could pay somebody minimum wage to hold their hand. Take initiative here. Learn about how your products are made. Learn about where the parts that are worn out. Go out and talk to the parts guy and ask him, "What do we sell the most of? Let me see it. Let me hold it." Go out and see it. Go out in the factory. Look at these parts. Hold on to them. Find out where they work in the machine. What other stuff can we upsell them? And then when you call somebody, it's not like that Chinese girl, I want. It's, "Well, Kathy, are we finished with your call? I mean, is that basically what you needed? And could I take a couple minutes of your time to tell you how we can save you some money?" Or, whatever words you're going to use, you got to have them pretty well written down so you can go right to your little card and then read it to them. This thing here can be very, very helpful to see what you can do. So let's say a half hour you decide, "I'm going totally out here on this one. I'm just going to do is crank these calls for a half hour." How many can I make? I've made 10 calls in a half hour. 10 in a half hour. So the next half hour, if I make two, because I'm calling my significant other, or I'm calling my mom or my brother or something like that, the next half hour, I'm going to try to crank 8, and I know I want to get 70 calls outbound a day. That's what that's my goal, every day, 70 every day. You can do that in less than 6 hours of making phone calls. So when you get there, you want to get set up with your stuff that you're going to send out. You're going to have your little package like this. You're going to have your little cabinet with all these little cubby holes, and you've got, one of these, one of those, one of these, package A, one of these, one of those, one of this, and one of that, package B. So you know what to send out without having to rethink the thing. And you got a letter that goes on top, that has got the best thinking of your company and you in there. So you got your little packages with your letters and so on, so you can annotate them. So, "Kathy, we talked about this, and, see page here, or see exhibit A or exhibit B." To me, if you see people that are decision makers, if you go to their office, you will see stacks of stuff. And I've got stacks of stuff here that people have sent me. I am never going to read this thing. Look at this. Look at this. What is this? I'm never going to read that. What is this? Look at all those words. You want me to dig out your sales information out of your brochure? I'm not going to do it. Why should I do it? If you want to sell me something, you need to send it to me like this. There's a picture of a Chinese guy. There's a heading, so I can read the heading. There's some more information about it. I can go inside to page 3-4B, get more information. That's the kind of stuff I like to read. So if I'm not interested in that, I don't have to read the whole brochure. I can go through the whole brochure and I can say, okay, I want to read about this, I want to read about that. Okay, and I can get through the thing a lot quicker. All this stuff sits on these people's desks. They never read it. And guess what? After 3 months, they throw it away. They never, ever even look at it.